Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. Welcome to the Smooth Drama Coon of the Year show. We, of course, want to hear from you. I hope you voted. 347-826-7435. It's call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call, you can always email questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And if you're listening live, you can jump into the chat room. And after the show, we do an impromptu talk show in our chat room on the Smooth Drama page at smoothdrama.com. So www.smoothdrama.com after the show. Last 10-15 minutes after the show, we do a little, if you want to engage, we can talk on it. If you social network, Facebook, we are the Smooth Drama Show. You ask to get in, myself or the artist formerly known as Shiny Mustache, Mr. J, will let you in once again. Myself or the artist formerly known as Shiny Mustache, Mr. J, will let you in. I don't know if that sounds right. Anyway, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back and we can talk. Pick one. Doesn't matter. All right. Coon of the Year show. I, of course, am not going to announce it in the first segment. That doesn't make sense. But we are going to do it in the second segment. We just going to go in and talk about it. I mean, we had some very, very strong candidates with some very, very strong credentials for Coon of the Year. The candidates included Kanye West, Stephen A. Smith, Candace Owens, Ben Carson, and Patrick Patterson. And they all stood out above the rest as far as their coonery. In achieving national acclaim for their coonery. And thus, we had to recognize them and give them shout out. So, if you're on Facebook, you're in the Smooth Drama group. The link is still up. You can still vote. Right now, one of the candidates has a healthy lead. But maybe your vote will change that. I don't know. Anyway, since we're not talking about coons right now, your president got impeached today.
I don't know. I mean, to me, it doesn't seem, I don't know. I guess, you know, the funny thing about impeachment or what you learn in school from it is that it just means he's like, the president is out of office, like, immediately. And that's not the case.
Nope. Because that's not the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still president.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't I see where it could lead to, you know, him being out of office, but I don't think that's what it's going to do. So then you have to wonder, like, well, what is the reason? What is the whole rhyme and reason of the whole thing? Like, is it just for show or?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Is it to prove a point basically?
Nah, well, remember, Nixon did a lot of crimes. He was impeached.
Out of office.
Right. Clinton was impeached over.
Yeah, which I didn't know that.
Yeah, Clinton was impeached, and I mean,
yeah.
he didn't even really commit a crime. It was
no.
Great.
Well, I mean, he did, but he didn't.
No.
Because when you think of, when you think about if it was abuse of power.
Was it?
But see, to me, that's like possibly. I don't know. I mean, how do we know? I mean, she seemed willing. But did she seem willing because he was the president? You know what I mean? Was it like, I've been in situations. I've had a supervisor who, you know, was, he did some things that wasn't always cool. And I was young, and I didn't know what to do. So, you know, sometimes I get mad at these women because I'm like, why didn't you report it? I didn't report it, but I'm not coming out like 10 years later either about it. But, you know, I just kind of left it alone and it went away. You know, he didn't do anything.
That's probably
because
he's not rich.
My thing is he could have lost his job. I could have lost my job. You know. And not to say that's not why I did it. I just really, truly didn't know what to do. Like, nobody talked about things like that back then. You heard about it, but it was kind of like, just put up with it. You know what I mean? So if you ignore it, it'll go away. And it did.
It's out there now. So, it wouldn't matter with this president. I mean, this president, Clinton got consensual hit. This president's like, hey, look, you walk up on a chick, you just grab her by the pussy. He ain't even talking about consensual. I'm just gonna walk up.
Thing. Like, why does it even matter? Like, all of this things that we do, all these rituals or whatever you want to call them, does it really matter?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, because he's steadfast, and I'm not leaving. They're like, you're going to leave. He's like, I'm not leaving. I mean, he even took it to the streets. He went there last night. So he was at his press rally last night, his rally. John Dingell, who is dead, former congressman, he made a comment about maybe they said something about looking down on us. You know, the respect that he got at the funeral. And he said, I quote, maybe he's looking up. But maybe let's just assume he's looking down.
What?
I mean, basically he was in hell looking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of funny. The crowd was like...
Right.
Because I'm like, wow, he said that in public. No filter, no shame. He said that. Dude just died. She's like, well, yeah, kind of missed my husband. She's like, she ain't making no big deal about it. It's not politicized. But I'm guessing she's probably not going to send him a card or wish him well.
I doubt it.
It's one of them things, right?
I'm sure he doesn't get too many of those. So.
No, I'm sure he does. See, you forget.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I do forget. I really do.
He was mighty orange last night, too. It's like, you know, he had the orange, and you had the orange, but you had the pale eyelids. You know, that's where they...
that's where they put the goggles on him.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was
to wear the goggles.
Extra orange last night. Like, wow. Mm. I mean, you see him and you want peeling, right? There'd be some juicy neck.
Or running through the car wash, because all that is spray tan.
Yeah, that's probably not a good look. That's the exact opposite of the wet T-shirt look that people would be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would not be. Yeah, if you saw him, the wet T-shirt, he'd probably run us all out like, no. No, don't do it.
A wet T-shirt.
Wet T-shirt.
And do they still do those? Mm-hmm. Wet T-shirt contest.
I think they
wet
do.
Wet T-shirt contest.
Yeah, wet T-shirt contest. They still do. Because people are stupid.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know guys like breasts. So.
I guess. I mean, wet T-shirt contest.
I just figured women would be like over that.
Why?
Why would you not be over that?
We still have cheerleaders.
I don't know. I just feel like that's true too, and even that is kind of like passe.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I watch a lot of basketball, and so you see it. You see it, like, oh.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But while we doing that, we're going to have to jump into our dumbass of the week. All right, dumbass of the week. Adrian Broner, boxer. A very unintelligent man. He was ordered to pay over $800,000 for sexual assault in the Cleveland nightclub. He failed to report in court. And so the judge was like, all right, he ain't here. So he's paying $830,000. To a woman who accused him.
So why didn't he go to court?
Because he's Adrian Broner.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, the name sounds familiar, but I can't picture the face, so.
So, well, he's a boxer that thought he was going to be the next Floyd Mayweather without the talent and the heart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, He $500,000 in punitive damages, $250,000 in compensatory damages, and he has to pay the legal fees.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, when you don't show up.
Yep. Didn't appear, so they default judgment.
Yeah.
Shout out to our super dumbass Adrian Broner. Yeah, he's that guy.
Maybe he thought it'd be best if he didn't. Maybe it would have been worse if he had showed up and said some things. Maybe that was his way of pleading the fifth.
Well, yeah, because you've never... So, this dude, he was so drunk. Because there's video of this, by the way. All his stupid is on video. He was trying to have sex with a stripper on the stage. His boy had to tackle him.
Tackle him.
It's on video. If you look up Adrian Broner, There's a lot,
I'm going to.
There's a lot of negative video. Now, he wasn't Coon of the Year, Notorious. Even though you can say dudes like him are coons, but he wasn't necessarily detrimental to black folks per se. He was more detrimental to himself. Adrian Broner. Role model to no one, I hope.
Hopefully.
Yeah, because if he's your role model, it's all downhill from here, dog. That's all I say. It's all downhill from here. And on that note, we're going to go on a quick break here. This is Chez Noir, Fall of Rome.
For a low wage, I'd rather blow my brains. I need another way to get my dough straight. A drug dealer was my soulmate. Road to riches, flipping birds. I always knew he had road rage. I don't care if these hoes hate. Today I let you bitches get to me, Satan. Gonna feel a cold day. I gotta give God the most praise. And my nigga do too. I won't date a nigga who don't pray. Only broke bitches throw shade. I'm a snake charmer, using money as a flute to expose snakes. My killers on you trying to locate. And they ain't wearing baggy clothes, just turtlenecks and gold chains. All my murders is a cold case. All my niggas making moves is like an episode of Soul Train. I treat the music like the dope game. Pharmacy the fiends before they get it, they gotta pay me the copay. I'ma give them the old shade. Before a bitch cross me, she better look both ways. Wasn't overnight, I got it at a slow pace. I just got on every single beat and I told pain. Did it 10 toes at 2 feet on the ground. A fool for thought is like a cooked meal from deep in the south. Deliver like a bedroom, had to sleep on the couch. Opportunities knocking, I give the keys to the house. All I needed was a solid plug, so I gotta keep a core. Ain't no friendly competition, nigga. All I see is war. The Caesar of this rap shit, I gotta keep a sword. Got your favorite rapper blood on this Coliseum floor. God first, and I believe in the cross. Most niggas will have it all, but let greed be they fall. Took a shopping spree, I paid the cost to being a boss. Checked the bag and talk was the cheapest thing that I bought, nigga.
Together you got the smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Chez Noir, Fall of Rome. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And now we're here. We're at that point. We just gonna talk about it.
Okay.
Coon of the year. We'll just count it down. So, well, not necessarily count it down, but we will start with the people who got the least on the votes. The person that didn't get any votes, Patrick Patterson. What did Patrick Patterson do? Patrick Patterson was the guy who inserted himself in the coon race by coming out rather publicly. He's a basketball player, by the way, who plays for the LA Clippers. Came out and said, you know, black women looking like bulldogs as opposed to, because criticizing somebody who was talking about he married the white woman. When you get rich. And so he's like, yeah, but why would I want to be with a bulldog?
Yeah, we didn't need to give that in the air. I think that was why he got no votes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we need to talk about people like that. Next person, and one of my least favorite people, Kanye West. Kanye West, he of the now 10-man fame, and I don't know, where do you start with Kanye? There was, of course, he was another one, yes. White women are better sexually and all that other stuff and prettier than black women. Where don't I start with his dude? He was like,
yeah,
slavery was a choice.
Yeah.
He's like, they were slaves, right? See, that's a choice. I'm like, okay, homie.
Yeah. And the fact that he's charging what he's charging for his church, that's very coonish. In my opinion, I have issue with anybody who does that, but especially him.
What's he charging for his
church? Oh, if you want a pair of socks that says Jesus walks, they're just like regular tube socks, and it says Jesus on one sock and walks on the other, they're $75.
You're paying for Jesus' name, though.
Jesus' name is free.
No, it's not. $75.
Wow.
Yeah, Jesus got a copyright.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, this is just when you really have to shake your head.
Yeah, Jesus got,
in general.
Yeah, Jesus got trademarks and all that. That stuff needs to be paid for. You can't be using my name in vain.
Who does it go to then? Who owns the trademark?
Jesus. And all his disciples.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm a child of God. Do I get any of that?
you have to talk to Kanye. I would suggest you do a Watchmen and put on the mask, but have the white, you know, like paint your eyes, the complexion the white, and then he'd probably talk to you. He might even break you off a piece.
Possibly.
Yeah, Kanye West.
Yeah, possibly.
Lover of all women that aren't black. All right. Next runner-up, Stephen A. Smith. I actually thought he would get more votes. I thought him and Kanye would get more votes, but didn't happen. Stephen A. Smith. He's the one who came out hard against Kaepernick, saying that he don't want to play ball. He want to be a martyr, and saying the NFL wasn't trying to screw him over. And even with the facts put in his face, he said, nah, y'all tripping. I got these documents right here. Now, one of them, obviously, there is some changes in it, but it's nothing significant. It's like, cooning real hard, Stephen A. Smith on national TV, but hey, can't argue. Then our runner up. Who's our runner up? Ben Carson. Who is the HUD guy? Ben Carson. Besides being a brilliant man, neurosurgeon, walks and talks like he is the special ed, one of the sped kids who grew up. And he has defended Trump and racism. He's got an inordinate amount of coonery in his past. And I got comments that Ben Carson was chosen. One of the comments was because the Trump administration is doing the most damage and he's complicit. That's why he got so many votes. Like, okay. Oh.
Those are good reasons.
Yeah, real good reasons. Mm-hmm. And our winner, the person that we all want to vote for, Candace Owens. Candace Owens, yes, she's the Coon of the Year. For those of you who do not know Candace Owens and why she's Coon of the Year, she built up her coonery and her legendary coonery status on YouTube. She was a YouTuber. Candace Owens is the one black woman who was at the hearings and she was defending Hitler. She was like, well, look, Hitler wasn't that bad. He just was a nationalist. The problem with Hitler was that he wanted everybody to speak German. If not for that, his nationalism was cool in Germany. That's Candace Owens. Now, so you know, Candace Owens was the black woman who came out and also said that racism was never a problem in her life, except for that time when she sued her high school in the district and got a chunk of change because of racism. She conveniently forgot to mention that point, but we're in the digital age, right? So there are articles. And for those of you who are interested, if you're on Facebook, you're in the Smooth Drama group, I have put up the link. I will also put the link up in the Smooth Drama chat so that you can check out our candidates if you so desire. And it'll be in the Smooth Drama chat room on the site also. So I have just put it in the live chat room right now, so you can click on the candidates and review them yourselves if you have not already done that. I want to say a special thanks to the people who actually voted. Your time and dedication were greatly appreciated. I do want to say this one more time though, Brown Sugar. You want to say Candace Owens?
Do I want to say Candace Owens?
Yeah, just say Candace Owens.
Candace Owens.
I just wanted to word that was all. I booed her. I had her booed after I said it, but it should be booed after you say it too.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she should be booed. Yeah.
So who did you think was going to be Coon of the Year?
I honestly thought Kanye was. Just because I think people are maybe tired of his nonsense, though, because it is. And he's just, you know, every year it's something with him. I really did think. And, you know, Ben Carson, people really aren't paying attention to him anymore either. So I didn't think it was going to be him. I really thought it was going to be Kanye because he stays in the news. His ignorance and nonsense stays relevant. So,
well, there's the coonery, And he's relevant because he's in the news. But as my brother was saying, he's crazy, right? So, and we've known he's crazy for a while. But I contend he's still Cooney because, yeah, he's crazy. But sometimes you can say he's crazy like a fox, right? So, he's crazy, but he kind of knows what he's doing because Trump is buttering his bread, as they call it, because he received $68 million in tax return. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, I think that's what we would call a payoff for delivering black folks to me. I mean, because despite popular belief, there's a substantial amount of black people who support Trump.
True.
So I think people underestimate the coon force and how strong the coon force is. This is where you say there is a white side. And start talking about, like they say, there's a dark side, there's a white side, where we have these shiftless Negroes who, for some strange reason, feel like, you know, I want to sell out every day and I want to work for Massa. I'm tired of having
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand it, but yeah.
You do.
No, I don't. I don't understand the brainwashing or how you even allow it to be done willingly.
No, is it brainwashing?
I think so. I think so.
Okay.
I think after a while, yeah. You don't think Kanye is brainwashed?
No.
No? You think he's willingly saying everything that he's saying?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I understand. Throughout history, no matter what, there has always been people who sell out, right?
Sure.
There's always been traitors. Traitors is a universal thing. So, we talk about there are black folks who are like, well, hey, I'd rather be on the winning side than be on the losing side and getting killed. I can get paid a little bit. All I got to do is kiss the ring. There's always people who want to kiss the ring.
But is that all you'll have to do?
No, you might have to suck on the ring too, but your life is better.
Mm.
See,
your life isn't too bad, though, without it.
Yeah, but it's easy. So it's like there are people who habitually go to jail. They don't mind jail because then you don't have to make decisions. So if somebody's telling you what to do, a lot of people are happy. Now, this is something that transcends across all genres in the world, cultures, whatever. There are a group of people who relish the fact that someone will tell them what to do. A lot of people look at it, you know, from a sexual point of view in that domain, but if you think about it in everyday life, there are people who are more than happy to be told what to do and how to do it. And so making decisions for yourself is a hard thing. Some people just they don't feel like they have the necessary tools to be the boss. You see the memes all the time, I'm a boss. I'm a boss. You hear the songs, I'm a boss. Everybody's a boss. But nobody's a boss.
True.
Yeah, because Are you the one that you carry the mail? Does the buck stop with you? I think not. But they the boss, though. I'm the boss. Charge, baby. But nope. You're not. And so, yeah.
True.
That's what we're talking about. But I'm dying. I'm being stuck on this. When I shouldn't be talking about these coons. But you can't help it, right? Because
you can't.
A coon's a coon. And this is the Coon of the Year show. And our winner, Candace Owens, she was extra special. The coon force was strong with her. The coon force was strong with her.
Yeah, anytime you're on Adolf Hitler's side, yeah, something going on.
Yeah.
You need to be investigated.
A black woman.
Yeah.
You're a black woman. It's like, yeah, you know what? But she also said, yeah, white nationalism, white supremacy, all that stuff. It's troubling, but it's minor. It's fringe. It's not nothing that we should all be worried about. No biggie.
No biggie.
Yeah.
Just another day in the life of.
Just another day in the life.
Two tears in the bucket.
Yeah. Mother. So, to show you how stupid people are, and this is why we must be diligent when we talk about coons and stuff like that. Until yesterday, Wakanda was a free trade partner with the United States.
Who?
Wakanda.
Is that real?
No.
Okay. Finish.
But you want to know how dumb people are? Wakanda was listed on the USDA's website, Agriculture Tariff Tracker. Yeah.
Okay.
And so items like
so somebody made them into something weird. I mean something real.
Yeah, they were all tariff free.
Okay.
So they had put that up. The Foreign Agriculture Service staff, who maintained the tariff tracker, had been using test files to ensure that the system is running properly. So, I'm going to guess one of the black employees is like, I'm going to put Wakanda in there.
Let's see what happens.
Right. And it went up and it stayed up.
I was going to say it stuck to something, huh?
Yeah. Wakanda. Yeah. There's somebody listening to the show now, like Wakanda forever. It's like it's fictional, it's fictitious. And it was created by a white guy. I'm always gonna say that. All shout outs to Stan Lee though, because he did it for the right reason. But I'm just saying, y'all be bigging up Wakanda, but you don't even love where you came from. I don't get that.
True.
Nobody wants to big up Kemet, but we want to big up Wakanda. A fictitious place. A beautiful fictitious place, but fictitious nonetheless.
Huh.
Yeah. So, as a case point, not that I'm a conspiracy theorist, even though I'm a conspiracy theorist, If you could put Wakanda on the website, USDA, agriculture tariff tracker, and it's listed on the website, if they go back, you move up, like, say 2,000 years from now, and people look and say, hey, Wakanda, where was that at? Did Wakanda exist? Was it real?
All in your mind, son. All in your mind.
All in your mind. But is it, though? Because it was on the official website. I'm just saying. It was on the official website, the United States website. So it has to be real, right?
It should be.
Yeah.
I mean, not that Wakanda should be real, but whatever's there should be real.
Right. So if that's
real,
everything else that's written down in different books, whatnot, that's real also, right?
I mean, we would like to believe so, yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to put that out there. That was all. Because somebody put it somewhere, it was printed somewhere, that makes it real. In people's minds.
In people's minds, yeah.
In people's minds.
Well, I mean, if it's something that we haven't experienced, then that's what it would be in anyway, in our mind.
Yep. No, no, no.
If we weren't actually there, so.
We're gonna take a break. Actually, we're here. But that's immaterial. This is Black Thought, Ninth Verse Thought.
Two for 10, 21 pounds. I'm not a typical arrogant American known prescribed medicine. I'm sick as I ever been. Rolling out of the dealership in the McLaren. These rappers are Peter Pan, a Pan-African. Space invader blacking them. Mixing Alexander McQueen with Ada Ackerman. Real rapture in the form of a living man. I don't give a damn, not a motive to test me. See, I don't get a gas. I'm a high priest and a wild beast. Once warrior, now chief. The mouthpiece of the foul east. And I'm a rock'em sock'em robot hop. I drop bombs, any flow I got. Come at you like .com, you should know I'm not. For the run of the mill drill, I'm still trill. The flame throw with a real deal. I don't coincide with the oddness, your highness. It's with a pantheon of the gods, as I promise. I know for being brutally honest, the lyricism is never true to you to rewind it. I'm a killer, but it ain't about to be with kindness. I believe the industry about to see a conquest. Changing of the mindset, money just a concept. Never been an object, even when my mother was living up in the project. Now my waking is hot and young, Richard Pryor. Still speaking my mind, just in a different dialect. It takes two to make anthropology, the student and the studied. That being the case, it is time for the study to examine the student and to evaluate its own setup. I've seen it all, I had it all, and I ain't mad at all. This rapid sauce, rabbit sauce like a cannonball, staying up all night, throwing my sleep pattern off. I need a doctor on call, a chief Adderall. Position of my commission is trilateral. You fucking with me, you tripping for trying that at all. I mess around, make a call, get the gat involved. I know people, it's a small world after all. My credit card say it's all world at the mall. My broad looking like she's Cinderella at the ball. Reborn every January like a Capricorn. From downtown, Orion. It's yours truly, I'm Paul Mooney, I'm George Clooney, I'm fully immersed in the craft, bringing awards to me. The bass player said he goes to me, I gave the fingers to him, the Lord gave a round of applause to me. My soul winning, I've been gold sinning, cold sinning, scroll pinning, nigga gone till it's no limit. The vision came to me so vivid, my observation wasn't money for the taking, I'ma go and get it. Y'all know my everyday lay no costume, I murk rappers and they can't play no possum. Another studio, but it's the same old outcome. I told my nigga Paul, bitches. Accurate scholarship and free dedicated artists would reveal a singularly important thing. Racism was and is not only a mark of ignorance, it was and is a monumental fraud.
Together you guys move. drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Black Thought, Ninth Verse Thought. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. You know what time it is?
Oh, wow. You almost made me do a rap line.
It's Groundhog Day time. It's Groundhog Day time. Yeah.
Okay.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. What is it that has happened again? Well, Congress. While we were talking about good old-fashioned impeachment, there was a measure in the National Defense Authorization Act, which was cut. It's the word. You can no longer mention white nationalists.
Oh, really? What do you say?
Yep. Congress cut this out. So while everybody was talking about impeachment, the U.S. military no longer mentions white nationalists. Meaning, it waters down a House-passed amendment meant to address the threat of white nationalists in the military. Not that that really mattered. We know that military is not here to protect black people. It's more than likely going to show up and shoot at us, right? But they're making it official. It's specifically drafted. The amendment was specifically drafted to encourage the screening for white nationalist beliefs in military enlistees. But the Senate passed its own version of the spending bill, and the two chamber bills, they were reconciled and instead requires that the Department of Defense to study ways to screen military enlistees for extremist and gang-related activity. Mm. So, yeah. Because apparently the Bloods and the Crips are trying to get into the military and take over, I guess, that the white nationalists are not. Groundhog. Racism is not that big a deal. It's not.
Okay.
White nationalists, white supremacists. It's not that big of a deal.
No, they're no threat.
Yeah, we just, y'all tripping. Y'all just.
We don't have nothing better to think about.
Yeah, you shouldn't even think about it. No. Even though, right before that, government did a study that found that racial gender bias in facial recognition software is quite prevalent.
Hmm.
And I'll quote them. Many facial recognition technology systems misidentify people of color at a higher rate than white people, according to a federal study that was released today. And this comes from the research from the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which is a federal agency within the Department of Commerce.
Okay.
Yeah. So, after reviewing 189 pieces of software from 99 developers, they said,
I mean, we kind of already knew that, though. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So, and they quoted, in one to many matching used by law enforcement to identify people of interest, faces of African American women returned more false positives than any other group.
A false positive, huh?
Yeah, so, and what they say is, in a one-to-one search, a false negative might be merely an inconvenience. You can't get into your phone. But the issue can usually be remediated by a second attempt. But a false positive in a one-to-many search puts an incorrect match on a list of candidates that warrant further scrutiny. Meaning, Brown Sugar, your brown complected ass can be misconstrued as a criminal just because.
Because we all look alike.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that, though, too. I mean, you know. Mm. It's hard when a whole race of people look exactly like each other. You don't know who's which one is which.
I can't tell you from Serena Williams ever.
No.
No. I see you and Beyonce, and I'm like, I can't tell the difference.
I've been told I look like Rihanna. No.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see that you look like a...
You can see the resemblance.
Yeah, you and Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just look like all of them. All y'all look alike. So let's just hope that none of them commit a crime, because then... Y'all all looking like...
I'll be the one. I was going to say, I'll be the one because I'm the least famous. So I'll be the one that's to serve time.
Of course.
You can't tell when one of us ends and the other begins.
Nope. You cannot. It's kind of funny how that goes. So you remove the designation quietly, because that's all that's on the news, right? Impeachment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we get rid of one amendment and say, oh, it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But the technology that we're using going forward misidentifies us as criminals. So I don't know if you remember that movie, Minority Report.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Now think about it. The precog.
Yeah.
They arrested you for a crime that they precogged that you were going to commit.
Yeah, going that you haven't, you were about to,
yeah.
You might have been,
right.
You know, in
you
the act. Yeah.
You hadn't done it, but
nope.
It was going to happen.
Yeah, she had already, it was already a premonition, it was already there.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I almost forgot, and I'm tripping. So I will have to rectify that. We got to talk about the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. The haters of the week was two brothers in California who crashed a wedding and beat the groom to death at his wedding
reception. Oh.
Yeah.
That's awful.
They were confronted and told, man, y'all got to go. They're like, nah. And got into a fight with the groom and beat the groom to death. Nobody knew them. They were asked to leave the party in a home's backyard.
Yeah, you have to wonder about these things.
Yeah.
Like, so, what are people thinking about?
It's an odd thing, right? So what we're talking about is crashing a wedding, right? And feeling like, why we gotta leave? We're here. And when told they get into a fight and kill somebody on their special day, because it's like, well, we're here, we're special. Now that sounds like something that I've heard before. You just show up at somebody's spot and just decide that I should be here regardless of what you think.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
I have too.
I'm not going to say these dudes' names. One of them was 19. The other one was 28.
Are you talking about colonization?
I might be talking about how you know, people say in history you discover some stuff. You know, it's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. How we can talk about some things, and it's true because somebody wrote it down somewhere. Not because it's true, because somebody wrote it down somewhere, so it's got to be true.
Well, were you there?
Well, for this, I'm here to witness this, but I don't think they're going to take my word for it. Wakanda's not real, because 2,000 years from now, how can you prove Wakanda wasn't real? You may have somebody that's like, they are trying to suppress Wakanda from the history books.
Yeah.
Think about it. Of course they don't want to write about a nation from the continent that was unconquered by white civilization. So yeah, it existed. Of course it did.
In your imagination.
Yeah. Or just like we had these young men who broke into a wedding. They had a valid reason. They belong there. They had every right to be there, according to them.
Hmm.
Every right. Because they crashed it. So we was there, they should have treated us better, and that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some Native Americans who can relate to that. I think there is.
Maybe one or two.
Maybe 2 or 3 million. if there's that many left. That's the Holocaust we don't talk about.
No, not at all.
The other Holocaust that didn't happen. It did, but
that wasn't necessarily... Yeah, because we were there. I mean, they were there already, so.
Yeah. But we
discovered. They had just listened. And.
Yeah, we discovered where millions of people already were living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. Thank you all for listening to our Coon of the Year award show. We'll catch y'all later. This is another Smooth Drum production. Peace.
is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands up.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drummer. Together you got smooth. Drummer.